Next up, we have Jibby.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, shall ye, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining, while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks, and it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and upsy-daisy.
Be our guest, be our guest, your command is our request. It's been years since we've had anybody here, and we're obsessed with your meal, with your ease. Yes, indeed, we ain't too pleased. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you, we'll keep going.
Course by course, one by one, till you shout, enough, I'm done. Then we'll sing you off to sleep as you digest. Tonight you'll prop your feet up, but for now let's eat up. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Please be our guest.
All right, that was Jibby singing Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, if you haven't guessed it. And my very, very first note is, holy crap, it's a guy. I'm sorry, it's going to be a girl by the name.
It is a very, you'd expect, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jibby.
Sorry, Jibby. Sorry. Or maybe it's like Jibby or something, I don't know. Maybe,
Jibby, Jibby.
It looked Jibby.
I don't know, how can you make it sound more masculine?
Jibby.
Jibby. Jibby.
Yes. All right, okay. Before I get off topic,
too late.
Yeah, I thought the accent was not. I said adorable accent, but it was off in the speaking part for a split second in the beginning intro. Your energy seemed low for most of the song. I mean, you had pickups every now and then, like flambé. That was a little more energetic than the rest of it. You sounded a little Sleeping Bear for me. I'm not sure if it's just me or. It actually was Sleeping Bear.
I put down Sleeping Bear, too.
I didn't put down Sleeping Bear, but I was going to put down Sleeping Bear.
But... okay. I'm guessing the line here, but just in perfect taste, the accent or the voice changed for that line. I liked the lower part of your voice because I think that's your forte. Like, the part where the salt shakers are on top of Lumiere and Cogsworth. That lower part.
The slower... The life is so unnerving. That part.
Yeah, I think that was one of your better parts of the whole song. Let's see. Your voice had changed for the chorus, which was nice, but it was still very low energy. And I mean, this is a chorus part, so it should be a little more higher energy. But I did for the most part like your Lumiere. It just needed more energy. I don't know if that makes sense because Lumiere is an energetic character. I mean, you did have your good parts, but you had some problems, I guess it's safe to say. And I guess that's all I have.
All right, so that goes to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought your acting in the beginning was kind of hot. I liked that. Like the acting, like whoa, the acting that was good, and then you started singing, and like you lost some of that, the like oomph you had behind the acting. Like the acting was there, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be so good. And then you started singing, and you kind of lost the energy that you had in the beginning acting. I literally had the exact same thing about Flambé that Zelina had. I have, because singing was hell. I felt like you were holding back. Like you could have gone there, but you didn't. Minus Flambé. I liked Flambé a lot.
Me too.
And Zelina commented on the one line, but it's all in perfect taste. I think that's because that's not actually Lumiere singing that line. That's the chorus singing that. So he made he included the chorus parts, but as the chorus was actually singing them. Because in the end, he did the same thing as well, where he dropped the Lumiere voice, and he kind of went to that. And I actually kind of liked that, because it shows us that you have more, that you're not a one-trick pony, that there's another voice still that we're not hearing. Because you have, the character accent with Lumiere and all, but that you do have another voice in there. And I think from the little itty bit I heard of it, I liked it. But I don't think you read the rules, because we said a verse and a chorus, and this was the entire song.
Except wait, Mrs. Potts.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I pull up email.
Oh, is there an explanation to it?
Sweet, yes, just reading email.
Just for anyone who wants to know, I actually opened the email on my account while we're listening to the thing, just to see if it makes sense or anything. So, for OMG Awkward Turtle, who said, you're probably never going to read the email, who's in another episode, I totally read the email, so there.
means you're not in it tonight, but you'll be in next episode more than likely.
Yes, Turtle, yeah. You're not in this episode. He said that it was kind of funny because I couldn't tell where the chorus and the verse started, so I pretty much recorded mostly Lumiere's parts.
See, I could tell, there was one point I actually wrote in here. You could have stopped right before the slower part, where it ends on be our guest. You could have stopped right there. And slower part was, as Zelina said, one of your better parts, I started afterwards, I was like, my attention span started going elsewhere, because we were only expecting these short auditions from people, a verse and a chorus, and it just kept on going. And I'm so used at this point to only focusing for. I have a very short. I need something shiny, somebody do something shiny for me towards the end there, because I was starting to lose it a little bit. I was starting to go a little Paula Abdul in the last 15 minutes of American Idol.
There's your Paula moment. Oh dear me.
And again, because then at the very, very end, it started getting a little sketchy for me. At the very end, and if you hadn't have gone that far, it never would have gotten sketchy for me. The slow part was good, but then you came back, and then it got sketchy, and I would have rather you end before the slow part, than do the slow part, and then do that little sketchy part at the end. I would have rather it stop after be our guest. But overall, I did really like it. I liked it. You have a really good voice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So to Jeffers we go.
Yes, pretty much everything I said was covered. I expected it to be a girl, but it wasn't. So I was like, whoa.
Poor Jibby.
Poor Jibby. Because I am Jibby and I have a low manly voice. I am not a girl.
What was
that?
This is cell phone.
We established this already, Amby. That's my cell phone.
I'm sorry.
And every time it beeps, I get a new audition. So
he's going to have an identity crisis after this.
Yeah, I like the accent. Could have used a little bit more energy at times, and I think the chorus it needed more oomph in there. But yeah, I agree. I like the salt shaker part. And besides Flambé, I like the come on, because you had a kind of a slight growl to it, and it kind of added more levels to the song. But yes, I liked it.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Okay, so after Amby explained that maybe that one line that I brought up, the Just in Perfect Taste, was probably a chorus line, then it does make sense. So if that wasn't Lumiere's part and it was somebody else's, then the voice change does make sense. So I'm sorry if that was the actual intent.
Ah, I saved you in Zelina's eyes.
Mwahaha. Now I'm gonna actually listen to the original. I'm done.
I'm done.
All right.
Coming up next, we have Breezy Says Relax, take two. I'm relaxed. Are you relaxed? Because I'm relaxed.
Look at me. You may think you see who I really am, but you never know me every day. It's as if I play one part. Now I see, if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. Oh, it's that girl I see, staring straight back at me. When will my reflection show who I am inside?
So that was Breezy Says Relax. And we have the full name tonight because we just said Breezy last night because it just said Breezy on the file name. Yes. And this is one that we didn't say this last night, but we're going to say it tonight because I said, remind me to say this to Breezy tonight. Please do not send in WMA format.
Or wait, oh, good job. I completely forgot about that again.
Yes, I remembered that one. I made a note of that when I was looking up, when I was like typing up my stuff in my list before we started tonight. We had given this note to Michelle, I think, last night in Dylan's critique. But you should have listened to it as well. Because we said, no, we need them in MP3. It's just a lot easier for us to deal with because when we're mixing this stuff afterwards, some of us can't mix with WMA. So, like, I can, but I know other people can't. So please get it converted to MP3 before you send it to us. That's just a...
Zanzar, it's a good website.
Yeah, that's a little note before we start the critique. Now moving on to the critique. I'm not going to push you into the water tonight. Like I said, I was going to the next time I heard Reflection because you didn't hear that note before you turned it in. So I'm not going to push you into your own reflection tonight. Was this the Christina Aguilera version?
Yeah, that was my first note. That's I put what I was pop thinking, version.
Because I was like, and then like the words kind of got a little different than the regular version. And it was a little bit more like runny than the movie version.
Right.
Your quality is still a little, like, there was a lot less background noise, because I think that was the problem we had last time, was there was a lot of background noise. There was still a little bit in there, but not as much, and it wasn't as noticeable. But still, your mic quality makes me a little sad, because I like your voice, but it's masked by the quality of your microphone. It kind of sounds like you're in a tin can that's filled with towels, because it's like enclosed spacey but like muffly at the same time. I just made a whole bunch of words up there. There was one point when
a soundproof tin.
Wait, what?
A soundproof tin room.
A soundproof tin room. Okay, yeah, that's what it sounds like. You're in a soundproof tin room. I have mask here. I think you said like you sang it a little odd, but now that I realize it's the Christina Aguilera version, I'm not sure if it was odd or not. I'd have to like go back and re-listen, but I don't know. It just, I think in comparison to others tonight, I'm not sure you're. You're kind of like on the bubble if you're going to get through or not. I really don't know until I have to re-listen a lot tonight because I have a lot of people in my middle ground tonight. Yeah. So we're going to have to re-listen before critiques, guys. And before results tonight. Cause I results. Know, yeah. Cause I'm on the fence in a lot of places. So, Jeffers.
Yeah. But it's not getting easier. Breezy says relax. I'm not sure if I liked you on this song. Yeah.
What did you sing last night? Was this?
She's
Sleeping Bear Meg.
Oh, Sleeping Bear Meg.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. With the Muses.
Yes.
Yeah, you have this really cute, softer kind of tone to your voice, and I don't think this was a good choice for that.
I almost want
to I have down
the actual reflection and not the Christina Aguilera poppy, because you need to be able to do like those runs and stuff really right. Well, I think I would have rather hear the other version of reflection, but now I don't want to hear reflection ever again.
Yes.
I have down the part at the beginning where it's like, I really am. It's I have down, it sounded forced or awkward. I don't remember, but I would have to go listen back. I also have down the mask that Ambi mentioned, and I think it was sharp. Like, it wasn't flat, but it was, like, too high than it was supposed to be. And then, like, at times it was kind of pitchy, and I felt like it could have used more energy. But I still liked it. It wasn't bad by any means, but, yeah, just I think you just need to crank up the energy a bit more. Breezy. That's about it.
Okay. My first note was, this is probably the pop version. You sounded Sleeping Bear Again to me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the mask note that it did sound off. My heart.
Just me, yeah. Because I was like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, I actually know
this going crazy.
I actually know this version better because I know the Spanish and English version of the pop version. I'm an international Disney person.
International expert here.
Okay. Please don't send international versions for your auditions. Thank you. my heart was a little pitchy for me. The long who, for me, it sounded like it cracked. And when will my reflection also seemed like it was either stressed, pitchy, or cracked. I want to say this wasn't a good song choice. It might be a little out of your range. It may not be. It might be the fact that you're low energy. So maybe next time, if you don't make it, pick a little higher energy song. That might help you.
Yeah, because I don't think there's anything mm-hmm. wrong with your voice. I like right. your voice. It's just the energy really drags down the overall performance and feel
and of the quality. Songs.
Yeah, because like I can't even mm-hmm. like really... I think you're singing in the right range of area for your voice, but I just, there's no pizzazz.
I think, like, if she, like, I don't, maybe not, like, sing louder and kind of, like, really let it out. I think
yeah.
some of her higher notes will become more solid. And
yeah, let go. Don't more solid hold and, back, because that's yeah. what it sounds like you're holding back still. You held back last night. You're not holding back as much tonight, but you're still holding back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think she's singing in her range, but like, if I know, like, in my case, if I don't really sing loud, I have to go head voice and it doesn't sound good, and it's harder for me to hit the high notes. So I think if, yeah, she sings louder, she'll be able to hit it much solid and really deliver more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her second try, correct?
Yeah, so she still has one That's more right. try, and then she'll also have potentially the second chance if she does not get it on her next try. If okay, she doesn't get it tonight either. I don't know.
Do we have any ideas of what she could sing?
See, that's my thing, because I'm pretty sure that this is, like, her correct area. But I don't know. I can't. It's an energy problem. I'm trying to think of something for you to sing, but I think it really just is an energy problem. Like, if I...
Maybe...
What about the Esmeralda song?
God Help the Outcast. See, that is a low energy, a lower energy song though.
I was thinking more like That's How You Know, because it's
yeah.
more, because it can really work with her cutesy voice, and right. it's upbeat and it's happy. So I think
right. that it'll help might... the energy. It'll help bring out energy, or hopefully yeah. it will.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think something much more upbeat, happy, peppy, and stuff. I think that'd be better.
Her two songs so far have been kind of like the more womanly, mature songs. So I think if she picks something more useful, she can really work with it more.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that picks up the energy, because that would really help her. I think yeah. that's yeah. the only real problem yeah. we have here. Is
exactly.
energy.
All right. Do we have anything else okay. to say?
I'm nope. done.
I'm done.
Last one for the night. We got Heaven Dansu. Take it away.
Wait, there's no mountain too great. Hear the words and have faith. have faith. Hey la, hey mamela, hey la, hey mamela, hey la, hey mamela. He lives in you. He lives in me. He watches over everything we see. Into the water, into the truth, in your reflection, he lives in you.
And that was Heaven Dansu, Dansu, Heaven Dansu.
I like how when you're not sure of something, you're like you say the first part of it, like, I'm so confident in the word heaven, but I'm not as confident in Dansu.
Well, I'm not sure, but I said it two ways, so hopefully one of the two is right. My first note is, you pulled a jibby on us. I thought you were a guy. So I was like,
yes.
Oh, it's a girl, the first word you said, so I was kind of thrown off at the beginning, but it sounded kind of choppy, like there was a lot of spaces here and there, and I'm not sure if that was intentional or like, because I'm not really familiar with this song. Like, out of all the songs from Lion King, this is like one of the songs I'm the least familiar with. I don't really know the song too well, I put down the beginning sounded a little pitchy. But again, I'm not sure how it's supposed to sound, so I can't really make a good judgment on that. I also thought you could have used more energy towards the end, because the song kind of builds up, but it wasn't bad. It's like middle pack for me tonight.
Oh, my turn?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. We need to cue each other on these things.
I know. Okay, Zelina, go! Or all Zelina, right. Go!
Pass!
Okay, it did sound breathy for me at the beginning, and I would like to, if you don't make it through and you do have to resubmit, can you tell us if this is the movie or Broadway version? Because there's a little small debate that we were trying to figure that one out. Like Jeffers says, you have too much silent space when you're doing I know the song has some space in between, but I don't think it's really good to do that for an audition. It takes up a lot of time. Why am I using Sleepy Bear a lot tonight? I don't know why.
Because lots of people are sleeping with bears in their beds.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop having the honey in your freaking rooms when you're recording people.
Okay.
Okay.
Disney beep.
You can't doing this to me when I'm feeling loopy already. I snorted before. Thank God we weren't recording at that time.
Hey, I snorted yesterday, and yeah, we're recording it, all right? I snorted in public. All right. Oh, dear me. All right. I have two more notes. Into the Water was really pitchy. I mean, I know both versions, and this was really pitchy. I don't know if it was a Liberty thing, but it was really pitchy, and the first He Lives in You was also either pitchy or off key. Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? So yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, moving on to me then. I have long pauses marked in here. I'm pretty sure you were more than likely, as you were singing, listening to the recording, because I could kind of like get the sense that you were like waiting, like you were listening and waiting for the part that you were singing opposite of to start up again. I kind of felt like you were, like, your mouth wasn't, you weren't opening your mouth enough when you were singing, because your words were a little mumbly. Like, I don't know, when you sing you have to always make sure that your mouth is open, because if you're not opening your mouth, the sound isn't coming out as correctly. I think I'm making up words again. As it should. And so just open your mouth more, sing out. Sing out, Heaven Dansu! Sing a song. And I didn't think there was a lot of energy in this. I thought it was really, like, I didn't think it was very energetic at all.
Sleeping Bear.
I don't know if it was so much Sleeping Bear. See, I'm a little torn. I didn't write down Sleeping Bear. I think it was just no energy. I don't know. I just felt like there was no, I think this was a lack of oomph. The other phrase that people like to use a lot. I don't think there was any oomph or pizzazz. That's going to be my catchphrase, yep. Is pizzazz. I said it earlier. There was no pizzazz in this
episode. She's one of my favorite gem characters.
Oh my god, pizzazz. That was a reference from out of left field. Right field. I don't know anymore. If you don't make it through tonight, Heaven Dansu, just more energy next time, more oomph, more volume, and no pauses. Open up.
Yes.
No pauses, please. Because you could have just as easily just skipped over that and just gone on to the next part, and we would have noticed less mm-hmm. than when you actually had the pause in there.
Or, I mean, even if you're singing along with the song, you can, like, chop it out or something.
Yeah.
Like, editing or something.
Or shorten
yeah,
it
in
out.
The editing. Yeah. Cutting room floor. All right. Do we have anything else to say, guys?
No. Nope,
I think
done.
I'm done.
Done. And before, we're not going to go right into results tonight, because I know I at least need to re-listen to at least, like, 4 people. At least. Maybe even 5.
Yeah, so it's a tough night.
Tonight was tough.
This is a really tough night. So we're going to go re-listen to a couple of things. And it's only going to seem like a couple of seconds for you guys, but it's actually going to be like 10 minutes for us. So,
or maybe half an hour. Who knows?
I'm not waiting another half
hour. Oh, it's not half an hour.
All right.
I mean, it's like 1:30 her time.
I still need to mix. Thankfully, I'm mixing the last part tonight. So pausing.
All right, after much deciding, we finally got our list together, and we have our own separate lists, so don't worry.
Yeah.
So we'll surprise each other.
We don't know what's in the what we have either, so. I kind of like it. It adds the suspense, because as we're recording this, we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm very happy to announce our first save. Jeffrey, should I use our team acronym?
You have a team acronym?
Sure.
Our Glee team acronym.
We do.
Oh.
That's right.
Team
PMS. Oh, that
PMS. Pretty
much gives it away, but.
Yes. I'm proud to present Team PMS, our Proud Mary Singers, Maddie. She's our first save for the night. Yay. Woo.
Yay, Maddie. You are safe.
All right, so then.
Making it dramatic. Safe.
So then I get second pick?
Yes.
That's right.
I'm going to save Valkyrie Celeste.
Okay, Valkyrie Celeste, you
are
safe. You're safe. And this, why do I have to pick a last?
This week is so hard. This is such a hard
it
episode.
It is. Oh my god.
Okay. I am going to save... Okay, I'm gonna go with Russ.
Ah, you got my next choice.
I didn't really.
Safe.
Yeah, you are safe.
Alright, so Zalina, next pick to you.
Well, that sucks. Could have two people equal for the next line. It's Bleep and Bleep.
Well, pick the one you like a little bit more, and hopefully the other person gets picked.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put Blackjack.
Blackjack, you are safe.
Okay, that brings up mine then. I am going to save... This is hard, because now people that I like aren't going to get through.
Want to switch spots with me?
No, because I don't want last pick. I'm not going there for a couple more episodes.
I'm
going to
be hated by like everyone else. All right.
I am going with Captain of Squad Zero.
Captain of Squad Zero, you are safe.
Yay.
I'm happy, yet I'm sad, because...
Yeah. There's two people left that I want in still.
I do. I have. I do, too. Yeah, and I don't know who Jeffers is going to pick.
Well, I was torn between 3 people.
Should
but
we do what
luckily,
I did the night and tell you who our other two are?
Well, luckily, Ambi saved Captain Squad of Zero, so that leaves only 2 people left that I'm torn between.
Sweet.
Yeah, I wanted to type your stuff and make my job a little bit easier.
That's who I'm torn. Those were my next two. There's one that overlaps between the two.
I know. Unfortunately for me, I didn't have that overlap in there, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dun, dun,
I didn't...
Dun.
I was... He's not... Or that person is not in the two I wanted to save, so.
Are any of the people that we picked in the two you wanted to save?
Yes.
Okay.
So...
I'm gonna kill those frogs.
Yeah, you're...
They're making it dramatic, you know? I don't know, these two people both had their ups and downs that I'm... Yeah.
They had potential, and it's just...
Yeah, both of the two people I'm torn between had potential, so... I am going to pick... Oh, wait, Ambi's writing something. It might help me. Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
Oh. Yeah,
and everyone's
What are they typing?
What are they typing right now as they're listening to this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Tina types
okay.
better than I do.
She does.
It's because of the proximity of the keyboard to the mic.
Ah.
Oh. So I am going to save Dirksies. You are safe.
Yay. The mermaid.
Because the main reason I saved you, Dirksies, is because in my opinion, you improved a lot over your first audition, and I really like your song choice. While, I would just say I didn't like the song choice of the other person I was thinking of. So, yeah, good job, Dirksies. You are safe.
Yay!
Yay! All right. So to recap, the saved people tonight are Maddie, Valkyrie, Woo-hoo! Celeste, Russ, Captain of Squad Zero, Blackjack, and Dirksies. That is everyone.
So for Snowfender, Jibby, Tiana, She, Breezy, Relax. Breezy says relax. Heaven, Donsu, and Hari 26. Unfortunately, you are not safe. However, you all still have one more, or two more.
Some of you have two. Yeah.
Some of you have one, but you all have more chances to resubmit.
Tiana only have one left. But then, like we said in the first episode, there is going to be, even after your auditions, your three auditions are done, you are going to have a chance to submit a fourth audition for a second chance thing after auditions are over. So, you only have one more audition for. Auditions, but you have then your second chance option as well.
Right. And may I say something? For those who have their last chance coming up or the third try, please listen to the critiques. Please think of your song choice, because it's really down to what you sing, because it helps energy, emotion, and all that.
Yeah.
So you really want to be considerate of what you sing.
Mm-hmm.
And also keep in mind that what works for one person may not work for you.
Right.
So don't overgeneralize things either.
Sing in your range, most importantly.
Yes, very, very,
emotion,
very important.
Emotion. Wake up the bear and ask him to leave before you record.
Shoot the bear. Shoot the bear.
Don't shoot the bear.
Okay, tranquilize
shoot
it.
The bear. There's a bear in my neighborhood, you know.
But then it's still sleeping. That doesn't solve the problem.
It's on drugs. Who cares?
That's bear in a coma.
Which is, I guess, is better than sleeping bear, but you know, this. I heard that, whoever that was.
That was me.
I'm determined not to snort now.
I gotta stop before I snort.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop it right now. We're done.
Done.
Have a good night, everybody.
Congrats to those boys.